drive the Honda CR-V, the HR-V, and the fully redesigned for 2019 Honda Pilot, all earning top marks and five-star overall safety scores from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration at Honda North. Your safety matters most. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to a new year. A new year filled with the sounds of local music on the Grassroots Show. Welcome to it here tonight. Our local music show presented by the Rock Station, 97.7, and Shady Lady Productions. And it's the first one of the seventh year of doing this little get-together. Officially, our anniversary is midsummer, or close to summer, but we're kicking off 2019. Bob Cupp and Utah Burgess with you. Happy New Year, Utah.
Happy New Year to you, Bob.
And we are very excited to have a special guest right out of the gate, brand new for this year, a gentleman who has been on this show in a couple of different forms, as a solo performer, also as part of a band, but he has a brand new CD coming out, and that is Vit Tobacco. We've been waiting to get him on to talk about the big CD release that's coming up this month.
Yeah, it's been a while in the making, so it's finally here, and no better way to kick off 2019 for sure.
Absolutely. Want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. They are sponsoring our first segment of the show here tonight. We appreciate Mr. Harpel and his staff and studio and their support. And if you need to record something to get on the Grassroots Show, we recommend you call the Meat Locker Recording Studios. Wish everybody a very happy new year. We are excited to gear up for year number 7 of this show and year number 7 for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets are already on sale. If you haven't gotten them, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know what you're waiting for either. It's going to be a bigger than ever this year, of course, and we've already made our first band announcement, so hopefully you were tuned into that. And we want to thank Woodman Life for climbing on board this year and being our title sponsor for the Band Jam. They jumped right on it, Agent Tony Angeret, so right here in Butler, check them out.
Presenting sponsor of the Band Jam, and you know you're going to get to see one of the mainstays of the Band Jam, if you heard it on our announcement Friday morning, which kicked off the year. And we'll be having them every Friday announcing different bands who will be a part of it or artists who will be a part of the event this year, which again is July 12th and 13th. Cooper's Lake Campground is the home of the Band Jam, and we appreciate their support in helping to grow the festival. But Shag Dog Melonhead, one of the mainstays, just because. They make it happen, they help make it happen, and they put on one heck of a performance.
Yeah, they've always been a part of what we're trying to do, and they're just part of the Band Jam family, so so happy to have them back on board. We kind of actually made the announcement at the Shady Lady Christmas party, yeah, super excited, and I know that they are recording, so okay. Hopefully we'll have some new music from them here in the upcoming months.
Good deal.
Looking forward to it.
Well, I know they always stir the crowd up with their performance. Yeah, they do a great job, and we couldn't do it without bands like that that make an effort to help us grow the event, and that's why they're back again for their seventh appearance at the Band Jam. And you'll hear a number of bands that have been a part of the show for years and a good handful plus that have really worked hard to help us grow the event, but you'll also hear some new people too, just like we do every year. Last year, 21 different performers jammed all weekend, and we had a fantastic time, and hope you'll be a part of it. Go to thebandjam.com for all of the information. Newly redesigned website, you can see it, check it out, see all the links, and even start to think about where you want to stay if you want to stay for the whole weekend. But tickets are on sale now for the Band Jam 2019. Well, Vit Tobacco coming up, but let's get to some music here. And I got to move back a couple of weeks to our Christmas special. This is a song I wanted to include on there, and I totally overlooked my paper in my folder as we were putting together our list. Washboard Tony and his son Nick did a great song in our studio here performing live, and it's a song very connected to Christmas, but it can be generality, but it refers a little bit to the holiday season. So I'm going to play it right out of the gate here tonight, and my apology, I wanted to include it part of the Christmas get-together, but we had so much fun. You know, there were a lot of great tunes, and we didn't fit a lot of them in that it was even on my list, so but we want to get out of the gate here tonight with River from Washboard and Son.
All right, and while we're busy apologizing, then I will do the same, because I had meant to get this next song on the year-end special. But we got something from Mike Angert, who, as you know, moved to Nashville and has been busy tearing up stages there, and not only in Nashville but across the country. But he has started to write his own music as well, and he sent us this. It's a song of his called If It Helps.
Well, going to be great to hear that, and I know he's played in Vegas, but if you're ever down in Nashville, folks, right along Broadway, look inside the windows and pop in, because you're probably going to see Mike Angert play. I've had the opportunity to see him down there in action, and he's having a lot of fun and having success doing it, and that's the cool part. It's good to see that success when somebody's branched out.
Yeah, so he's excited about it.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight for 2019, our first one, and you found it on 97.7 FM, streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Wish I had a river I could skate away on.
I've been trying to change for the better ever since he wrote me that letter. I can lie and say that I'll forget her. That'll bring upon stormy weather. Looking back on all the things I said, it seemed to make some sense inside my head. You can lie and say it wasn't me. You can lie and say it wasn't me. Lie and say it wasn't me. If it helps you get some sleep. It helps you get some sleep. Battling myself tonight, wondering if you're right, if you're wrong. To understand. You're battling yourself tonight, wondering if you're right, if you're wrong. I hope to understand. Looking back on all the things I said. Some sense inside my head. You can lie and say it wasn't me. You can lie and say it wasn't me. Lie and say it wasn't me. If it helps you get some sleep. If it helps you get some sleep.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, the first official show of 2019. And it's brought to you just like all the previous 7 years have been brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, at least this segment, home of the Man Can Special. And rumor has it that there were a couple of people who actually appeared on the previous said Christmas special together enjoying a Man Can Special at the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport recently.
Yeah, TJ didn't realize the man cans were actually man cans. Yeah, we were there for a while. He made it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But it is proof in the pudding that, yes, the man can does exist. And you're invited to drop by. They are there Monday through Saturday for a refreshingly good time. And supporters of local music as well. Well, we're very excited to have our first guest of the year, being somebody that has been familiar with this show and been part of the show off and on numerous times. We welcome back Vit Tobacco, who's going to be dropping new material here in 2019. Vit, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This has been a process for you. Actually, I think you had intended to maybe release this late in 2018, but here it is 2019, and you're set to go.
I think you can back it up further than that, can't you?
Yeah, we can. Utah, we've had some discussions a few years ago, actually, like, oh, no, I'm gonna have this thing, and that was like 2016, maybe. But here we are, yeah, and here we are, 2019.
I've just kept moving his list, his name from year after year here forward. Yeah. So it's finally happened.
Oh, well, congratulations. And I guess, you know, a lot of musicians out there will appreciate the fact that the effort that it takes to get material released and I guess in particular have it done the way you want to have it done.
Yeah. That's one of the things with this is you know, I had a sound in my head I was trying to go after, and it took me a while to get the right people together, and then from there there's a full backing band on these songs. Okay. So kind of bringing people in one by one, you know, and I did all the guitars myself, but I didn't want to just do all the guitars right off the bat when I was having violins and pedal steel and keys come in and stuff like that. I wanted to like let different transitions happen musically, you know.
Okay.
So that also stretched out the timeline because, you know, as things would be added, you know, like a piano part would be added, then it would be like, well, that's my guitar part that I normally would play on. It isn't quite going to fit now, you know. So I have to go back and rework a couple of things. And it was a lot of fun. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It took the whole year. So I actually was looking back at my calendar. Eric George, who did the percussion, we started rehearsing right about this time last year.
Okay.
And going over demos and stuff like that, and we did the drum tracks in February of this year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So almost a full year later as the album comes out here.
Yeah.
Literally next week on the 12th. That's impressive though, but very deliberate. You knew what you wanted to have sound and come together, and to do that, it had to be tedious, but also you had to be in that moment of knowing exactly what you wanted, and you weren't going to settle for any less.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was fun work. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was a lot of evenings at the studio, you know, just working, trying things out. Because I did a lot of experimentation with guitar tones and things like that. I couldn't really crank the amp up in my, you know, in my house, so I had to go there and like tweak everything and kind of see what fit into the songs.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it was fun, and it's fun to listen to it now and kind of sit back and listen to it after listening to it so much over the whole year, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and kind of feeling it out as it went. So
now being able to put the CD in and just kind of sit back and
yeah.
hear the body of work
yeah.
as it came together. Where did you actually do the recording?
Mr. Small's recording and mastering.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh.
All right.
So that was a connection I made with the Highland Brothers, you know,
right.
from doing albums with them. And I love working with Larry Luther.
Mm-hmm.
He's great to work with, you know. And again, it was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, yeah. Visiting with Vit Tobacco tonight, and of course, the connections that we made with Vit many years ago were the first time we met the Highland Brothers Band and had him in the studio, and you were part of that, and were in there for a few years and then decided to do your solo thing. It's been, what, is it been a full 2 years plus now? I mean, time all seems to run together for us on this show.
I think it's been two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every once in a while you do some appearances and hop on stage with those guys. But
yeah.
It's
do a little bleeding. yeah. leading on stage.
Yeah, you know what though? At your holiday celebration, I did not bleed, which is I always end up, for anybody that doesn't know what we're referring and laughing about here, is I always end up like a bloody finger or something at a Shady Lady production show. Just kind of inevitable, you know, it's coming.
Utah brings the best out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. A little bit of background on yourself. That how did you get involved in music, and were you drawn to the guitar first?
No. When I was like first grade, it started long before that. But like when I was young, I liked hearing the organ in church, and I liked the banjo. Of hearing like country songs, and I caught like Hee Haw or something on a, you know, an evening at home when I was a little kid, and I was like, that thing is so cool sounding. So I was playing a banjo before a guitar when I was in like early elementary school, and then I did some organ playing at like church and stuff, and my parents, I think I referenced this last time, I was on here because my mom kind of gave me a hard time about it, was for me to get an organ, I had to take piano lessons when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I didn't really like the lessons. So I liked playing what I wanted to play, not so much what, you know.
Yeah. Didn't want to learn Mozart, Chopin, Beethoven, all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, it just, you know, I've always had more fun when somebody's not telling me what to play.
Okay. And so it branched down into guitar after that, and, when were you in your first band, or when did you make your first stage appearance, I guess?
Probably right around late high school.
Okay.
Was the first band. There was a group of us in high school that got together, and we spent a lot of time in the garage over the summer, and it was fun because we were all learning instruments at that time, so we'd sit around for hours and just, like, the first song we learned to play was Keep On Rocking into Free World.
Okay.
And we all, like, sat there just trying to figure out how to play the E chord and the G chord, and, like, as a group. Same with the drums, and, you know, those were fun days, you know?
Yeah.
But
especially for the neighbors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The interesting thing about that is that part of that band morphed into what became the Redneck Rockers, which was a band I played around here a lot with before the Highland Brothers. And I have a box full of boxes of CDs of stuff we recorded, probably 12 years ago, I think, actually, because a song on here, Just Hold On, was a song I wrote for that band.
Wow.
And Julie and my friend Jess Klein and Eric George kind of talked me into, because I still play a handful of those songs when I'm out and about, and they kind of persuaded me to put that on here because it's one I play a lot. So
that's cool though. I mean, would you consider this kind of Vitt's body of work as far as your career in music to this particular point?
It's definitely a long running, you know, collection of songs.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of happy with how I was able to tie it together. Like musically, because hopefully people listen to it, hear it this way. For me, it's like musically and lyrically tells a story as it flows through the album.
Okay.
So it was interesting to tie, because when I started this, it's like, how am I going to like order these things, you know? But but as I wrote a couple things specifically to kind of bridge some of those gaps and hopefully like make things flow.
Okay.
So there's songs on here, like I mentioned, that are 12 plus years old, and then there's stuff like Who I Am, which is the first song on the album, that I wrote just over a year ago.
Okay, so pretty fresh then.
Yeah.
It's Vitt DiBacco tonight on the Grassroots Show. We're actually going to play a couple of songs that kind of tie in together on the album. As a matter of fact, they're the second and third cuts. One of them is something that's identifiable to us because you've played it live in the studio for us here, and I've had a recorded cut of that, and that's Wish It Would Rain. Tell us about the two songs we're going to hear.
So yeah, Wish It Would Rain will be first, and both of these songs have actually been around for a while. And Wish It Would Rain is a this one's a fun one for me because I always heard it with multiple like backing vocalists and everything, and I was able to bring some friends of mine in to sing along on this song, and you'll hear Jeremy Kaywood, Jess Klein, and Ty Chirosky, doing some pretty cool backing vocals. There's also an organ in here, a violin in here, and like I mentioned before, I did all the guitars. Jason Raffalak played bass. Eric George did the drums for the entire album. Rocky played violin. And on this track, and Veni Vidi Vici, Matt Siegler played the organ.
Well, let's give it a listen here tonight. It's cool. Vit Tobacco from his brand new CD, Writer's Tears, and we'll talk about how you can catch Vit live and in person for the CD release party and more, and we'll hear some more music too, but let's listen into Wish It Would Rain and Veni Vidi Vici on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
I wish it would rain and fall on my shoulders. I wish it would rain and wash over me. I can see the world with the gray clouds rolling. I wish it could. I wish it would rain. Draw a line in the sand that runs straight through your heart. Only time can heal as we drift apart. It tears me to pieces. Lost love's vicious cycle. The tighter we grasp, we shatter all we had. There's another broken promise, another aching heart, just longing for some hope. Spark. I wish it would rain and fall on my shoulder. I wish it would rain and wash over me. I can see the world with the gray clouds rolling. I wish it would. I wish it would rain. Well, it's believed the look shadows can be found. A piece of you, a piece of me. There's a thousand lonely people, a million aching souls, falling apart like clouds on that below. A verse, a rhyme, something left unsaid. A thought one time that went fleeing from my mind. So I shift my thoughts and I let it go unspoken. Was it just a dream that I can't believe? I wish it would rain and fall on my shoulders. I wish it would rain and wash over me. I can see the world.
has got to find me somewhere. A place I feel will heal me. And all I am concealing
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We want to thank Bros's Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, presenting this particular segment of our show. As a matter of fact, in between Christmas and New Year's, had a few relatives in the house, and we got some snack sticks from up there and got some good cuts of beef and made a little fiesta.
Picnic in your basement?
Picnic in my basement, yeah. There you go. And it was courtesy of Fresh Cut, too. And that's where I also enjoyed my New Year's Day pork from as well. And you can, too. Stop on up. Check it out. Rose's Superette. They've got a full line of cuts of steaks and deli meats and cheeses and sides, salads, you name it. You can go up, pick up something out of the case and have it for lunch or prepare your dinner tonight, courtesy of Rose's Superette. Vit Tobacco with us, and you just heard a couple of songs back-to-back there, Wish It Would Rain and Veni Vidi Vici. Give us a little background on that song and the idea behind it.
Yeah, you know, this is one when I tell the background, I have to watch it. I don't get into my never-ending type of story.
Okay.
It happens every now and then. So,
oh, somebody's rolling their eyes back here.
I'm not looking. In the quick form, hopefully, a former coworker years ago used to call me Veni Vidi Vici as a joke. So that's kind of where the initial thought came from. If you don't know, it means I came, I saw, I conquered. In some, it might not be the correct tense. I recall reading that at some point when I Googled it several years ago. But that song is about a trip I took to Chicago quite a while ago. But I hadn't been anywhere. I'm from this area. Mm-hmm. I live in Pittsburgh now, but I grew up around here, and I hadn't really gone anywhere, but I just started working in downtown Pittsburgh at the time. And I kind of just suddenly got the urge to just go somewhere. For some reason, Chicago popped into my head. And this song kind of, in summary, tells a story. I wrote it after the fact a few years later, but it's kind of looking back on that trip, you know.
Okay.
It starts out a plane, a train from nowhere, and I flew into, I can't remember the name of the airport now, of course, but it's the one that's in, South Chicago.
Midway,
yeah. And I took the train into downtown Chicago. There were no smartphones yet, and I came walking off the train platform in the middle of downtown Chicago, pretty close to the river, I have no idea where I'm at, none. So I had no way to really know either. I was meeting a friend there the next day, but I was on my own for there. So I just started wandering around looking for music and stuff like that. And I wanted to just wander out to the lake because I like water. So I had to go buy a map. And I ended up at the little where the Ferris wheel and everything is,
okay.
The Navy Pier.
Yeah.
And I was crossing the street. You have to cross this highway to go out to it, and people were just flowing off of the Navy Pier, and this little kid's walking with who I assume was his dad, and he's like, "Oh man, look at that, Dad," and he's pointing, and they're pointing behind me, and I turn around and look, and there's just the blackest clouds you've ever seen, in the sky, taking over the sky. So I kind of wandered out on the pier as far as I could get before it started pouring rain, and had a whiskey and a burger and sat on this little porch thing and just watched the skyline disappear in this massive storm. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, so that was the inspiration, Duran, and here it is today, appearing on the new album, Writer's Tears. Give us a little background on the title of the album and where that came from.
As we mentioned, this has been a long time coming, and you know, there was a lot of work and everything put into this. And the name just kind of fits. But if you want to know where the name came from, we were at Whiskey Fest a couple years ago. One of the last tables we had wandered to was this table that had this bottle of Irish whiskey on it called Writer's Tears.
Hmm.
And I was looking at them and the whiskey's good too. So
there you go.
And it just fit.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. Because not often do you see an album where there's not a particular song on here that you know that's the title track.
Yeah.
And that's cool to have that connection, but also very fitting to what you have embodied within the album.
Yeah. And Utah's mentioned a few times about how my songs aren't always the, you know, they're not always the most like bright and happy sounding songs, you know.
Not in a bad way.
No, I didn't say it in a okay. bad way.
As far as the artwork for this package, and it's a very impressive package the way you have it laid out. What was the inspiration for that? Who did that for you?
So, this is a fun story to tell. Actually, I had to think through this to make sure I had all my facts like at least somewhat straight. So, this was a friend of mine. His name's Joe Mayocco, and he put all this together. He listened to the tracks, and he listened to them before they were finished, and like, and then gave me some ideas, and like the Edison bulb with the broken part inside of it and everything, and we had a lot of fun putting this together, and it was really cool. Joe's someone that Julie and I met several years ago. It was like a Friday night in Club Cafe on the weekend, has early and late shows. But if you go to both, you have to leave because they usually rearrange like tables and clean up and everything. So it was actually Paul Luke and Jordan DePaul for the early show, and then American Aquarium, I'm pretty sure, was the late show. And we were in there, and then we went out like down the street and had a couple drinks, and we were standing in line waiting to go back inside. And this guy, who turned out to be Joe, was right there in line with us, and we're kind of like, hey, weren't you at the last show? And we started chatting, and we hung out, and we go to shows. We've actually rode out to see Paul Luke and Ben Nichols at like Columbus, and we really get along good. We enjoy talking music and everything, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's really nice, cool guy.
So.
Just a kind of a chance encounter,
almost.
But obviously a love of music shared, and it's a friendship struck.
Yeah.
That's cool. Where can people get the CD? Obviously, you're having a CD release party.
That's my first recommendation.
Yeah.
You know? They'll be at the show. I'm going to work out some other places to hopefully sell the physical CD. There's some for sale on CD Baby you can get. Should be available pretty soon. It'll be available all the digital, you know, locations, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, that whole list, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably January 11th, I think. I was really hoping to have it available on the 4th.
Okay.
But the holiday schedule really, really kind of stretched everything out.
Yeah.
You know, production time. Yeah. So.
But appropriate that weekend you're going to have a special show coming up to play the album. Tell us a little bit about that. Now, you're actually going to do it at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's.
Yeah, the Funhouse is a special place for me. A lot of what this album came to be was, I think, due to my experiences at the Funhouse and Acoustic mm-hmm. Cafe in particular. You know, I talk about Acoustic Cafe all the time, but it's been a place for me, even back to Club Cafe, when it was a Club Cafe, to go and get the experience of playing songs and seeing how people react to them. There's a house band that's different every week, so, and you never really know what kind of instrumentation you're going to have, but everybody's always just killer musicians. So you give them a few notes, preferably. And they play right along. So you get to hear your songs with whatever instrumentation's there that night, guitars, violins. Sometimes there's cello sometimes. It's usually different week to week.
Okay.
So.
And that would be cool to hear the different interpretations of somebody else
exactly.
with your material.
Yeah.
And help build the body of work that obviously became Writer's Tears.
Yeah. Which at first it's kind of like, it's a little frightening, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh boy, I'm a guitar player, and you know, I'm used to like guitar rock and everything. But it was cool to like jump up there and just see what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was one of the reasons that I really wanted to have the show at the Funhouse. The sound's great. The people are great. You know, it's a cool place. But yeah, I'm really excited for that.
What time does everything get underway? What kind of format are you going to have for the evening?
So the doors are at 7, and then the show will start at 8. And I'm going to have some friends come out and play a little bit. Henry Bukorski is going to come out and play a few songs, and Jess Klein's going to play a few songs. And in between them, a friend of mine, Tori Shinneman, who does some really cool spoken word stuff, is going to do something. So it'll be like a set of, you know, solo music, and then some spoken word, a set of solo music, some spoken word, and then I'm going to come up with the band, and we're going to play the album start to finish.
Start to finish. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, well, that'll be a fun night for you, no doubt. And
yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Social media, can people connect up with you at all and find out a little bit about Vit and follow where you may be doing some appearances outside of the CD release?
Yeah, I recommend Facebook, Vit Tobacco Music. You know, I usually put it like this. Vit Tobacco Music is the music. You know, that's where I share all my music stuff, the shows, what's going on. I'm on Twitter, Vit Tobacco. Some of the tweets get political. Just warning you, you know, heads up. You may or may not like it. It's not all music there.
Okay.
Instagram. My Instagram, I usually, if I can, I post shows and music stuff. Like, I've been posting the album, but sometimes it's hard to get the media format right for Instagram. There's music stuff there. There's a lot of coffee and wine and beer and whiskey there also. So
we recommend you go check that out.
Exactly. You know, pick and choose what you like.
Yeah. We always love having Vit show up at Band Jam because there's always usually some kind of...
little gift for us.
Yes, some kind of a beverage. So we are forever grateful. We've enjoyed many beverages thanks to Vit. So, and certainly enjoy your music. I'm excited to hear the whole album start to finish. I know we've been waiting for it and been anxious to have you in. And I think it's only appropriate that you've been our first guest for the brand new year. So congratulations on the new release. It's Vit Tobacco, Writer's Tears. Quite a labor of love, but here it is. It's out, and congratulations for that.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for all your support, too. You support a lot of other musicians and events, and, you know, it's not just about you. You pop in at other places, and you're one of them guys that's behind the music scene.
Hey, thank you. And, thanks.
I think many people appreciate
you.
I
love music, so it's kind of something it can be difficult at times because you get into your own thing, you know, and you want to, I always want to get out and try to see what else is going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a ton of good music going on, so I recommend people go out and see it, experience it.
We're going to play a couple more tunes from the new CD, No Tears Left and Wherever. Give us some background on those two.
Yeah, No Tears Left, that's actually one of the newer songs off the album. One of the first times I ever played this was at Deutschtown Musical Festival with Penn Brewery. Jerry Kaywood and I split a set just to kind of do something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's been really cool. Every time I have to play this song on my own, it feels kind of lonely because he just kind of fell into singing along with it and playing along with it and everything. So he does the backing vocals. Same core. I did the guitars, the vocals. Main vocals, Jason Raffalak, Eric George did the drums, Matt Siegler played the organ on this. Wherever, this is a song you've both heard quite a bit too. I did a guitar, vocals, and harmonica. Jason Eric did the bass and drums. And this is where it actually gets interesting with the album is Greg DeCarolis played the organ. And when I was originally kind of picturing the sound of this album, I had thought like maybe four or five songs with like piano or organ key type of things going on. And I talked to Matt Siegler, who's a regular at Acoustic Cafe, about doing this. And, you know, everybody's busy and everything. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. I should be able to make that work. And then Eric and I, after we got all the drums and the bass and the acoustic guitar in, sat down and listened through everything one night and kind of tried to piece together the sounds that I was hearing and some ideas he had. And we came up with 9 songs needing keys. And when I went back to Siegler to talk to him about that, he's like, I don't think I have time to do that. So I had to go out and find, you know, somebody else to do the keys. So the first half of the album is Matt Siegler on keys. The second half is Greg DeCarolis.
Okay.
So...
very cool.
Brings a different little touch.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So listen for that when you listen to the whole CD. After you stop by on January 12th, the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, and pick yourself up a copy. So, well, Vit, congratulations on Writer's Tears, the new album, and the effort, and it's as always great to have you in here.
Thank you. Thank and you so much.
Best of luck to you and Julie in the new year here.
Thank you.
It's Vit Tobacco tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
something to be achieved. It seems it's a mystery, one that's hard to perceive. But is door number one better than door number two? Should I care anyway? Given my time, I couldn't make up my mind anyway.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
We call it opportunities to see and support local music, and we hope you'll do that. Don't forget the Steamworks Creative Sessions that happen every Tuesday night, hosted by our friend Mary Lou Scherter. And other great events, check out steamworkscreative.com for all of the great get-togethers they have down there. Also, Washboard Tony will be at Cummings West, Route 68. Another great local music venue, Friday night, January 11th from 7 to 8:30. Also Friday the 11th at Rock Ann Haven. Enjoy a nice evening of music with Brian Cease of the Red Lines. And on Saturday, January 12th, it's Vit Tobacco's Writer's Tears album release at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's time for the 14th annual Southern Fried Rock Show. Saturday, January 26th. That's underway at 7 p.m. at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's. And this year's show features Dinner Bell Road, Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys, and the Justin Wade Band. Get out and support local music.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back once again to our Grassroots Show, local music tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, past shows are archived at 977rocks.com, just like this one will be, if you'd like to catch it again and hear some more of the songs we played tonight, including those new ones from Vit Tobacco. We thank Vit for visiting with us, he and his wife Julie, in the studio tonight, and wish them well in the new year, and especially on the 12th. Again, you can include your band on the concert calendar simply by getting in touch with us. You can email your concert calendar And we'll include you on ours. If you send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, just give us preferably a 2 weeks lead time, and we'll get you on and include you on that. And you just heard a little discussion about Shady Lady Productions' own Southern Fried Rock Show coming up at the end of the month and year. What is this pushing 14?
It's the 14th year already. I can't believe it. I know it's crazy, but yeah, we're gonna be back out at Peter B's. It's one of our showcase shows, has been since 2006. We've held it at Peter B's every year because it's just a wonderful local live venue for music. And looking forward to that. We got a cool lineup coming at you this year. We're going to have Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. I'm having a hard time here. Mikey and the Snake Oil Boys. Dinner Bell Road. We're going to have the Justin Wade Band. We're going to have East Coast Turnaround. And, of course, the band that's played at every single year, Doppler Effect.
Awesome. Awesome. It'll be a great night. Great night of music all night at Peter B's, so I hope you'll check it out. And it'll be another great way to kick off your January in the year 2019. And Grassroots Show every Sunday night. And don't forget, Band Jam tickets are on sale, thebandjam.com. So get at it and spend some time with some great local musicians at Cooper's Lake Campground this year. Well, we're going to spin a gentleman who has submitted a couple of songs via Grassroots at bcrnetwork.com, and one of those is a song called Alone Tonight. This is Steven Rubinowski, a pop musician who's I believe from the New Brighton area, and I don't know if I told this story last year. Earlier on in the year we played one of his songs, but he actually made an appearance on the Jerry Springer Show and performed, and tells you a little bit about the Jerry Springer Show too, because he and a friend who he performs with were brought in by the Springer people and put on the show along with another friend of theirs, and they were supposed to have a battle that they were going to write a song for the in competing for this girl's love. And here they were all friends, and it was kind of a staged event. But it gave Steven an opportunity to play on national television. So pretty neat little story there.
I wonder if that's on YouTube. I might have to go looking for that.
Might have to take a look at that. Yeah, well, I think that was, last March or April. Yeah. So it was somewhere around there. But he's actually been across the nation now touring and doing some different things. So keep an eye out for him. Pop songwriter Steven Rubinowski, and a song that he wrote and actually has just released a new video for as well. It's called Alone Tonight.
All right, and let's see. We got, we just talked about the Southern Fried Rock Show, so how about we throw on some Dinner Bell Road, because they dropped this single over the holidays, even though we had already featured it once before, but it features Jennifer Lynn Baker, and it's a song called Living Without You Ain't Hell. It's great stuff, and Dinner Bell Road, they're making some noise.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, we'll do it again next Sunday night. Join us in for the Grassroots Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Get out and support local music.
Little bubblegum cutie, I think about you every day when you leave. It's like a movie. I'm only rewatching the good parts, like you kiss me under the moonlight all night. Asking how do we end up here? When we end up down by the shoreline's bedside, I don't think it'll be any more clear that you drive me wild. I was like, damn girl, you got it right. There's no need to be alone tonight, and I'll hold you so close to me. I promise I'll never leave your side. Coulda quit for red hickeys. Judge will hammer down our love as a track. It's like a crime scene. In jail, see the letters with pink bubblegum. You blow me kisses and you know, that's how we ended up here. Think I might be falling in love, and I need you to smile, my dear. Yeah, you drive me wild. I was like, damn girl, you got it right. There's no need to be alone tonight, and I'll hold you so close to me. Promise
place I've gone is I'll never leave your side, 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 side. Still need to be alone tonight. 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 Now it's like, damn girl, you got it right. There's no need to be alone tonight. And I'll hold you so close to me. I promise I'll never leave your side.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Happy New Year from Honda North,
home of the lowest price guarantee. At Honda North, we don't just say we have a better deal, we back it with a guarantee. Find out more at hondanorth.net/lowest price guarantee.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Legends. Play here.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
We'll be right back.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Pessimistic one who sees the end to come, where every joy is lost to a tragedy. And still you wonder why you cannot find your peace today. How? Oh, you were meant to live with so much more than this. And now if only you could see, you could be standing out in the sun still. The rain's coming down. It's coming down. There ain't a cloud in sight. Still your heart beats cold and gray every day. You know it brings me down, the way you drag around your heavy heart just like a stone. Well, keep your misery, don't put it on me, 'cause I got problems all of my own. You could be standing out in the sun still, the rain's coming down, rain's coming down. So keep your cloud of darkness and doom off my parade here today. Hey, if I could, you know I'd set off a spark. I would burn.
Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lost my lady about 6 months back.
Get your tickets now for the 13th Annual Butler County Wine Festival, presented by WISR and Deal Automotive. Scheduled for January 26th at the Butler Days Inn, the festival features 11 Pennsylvania wineries, food and specialty vendors, food samples, and a basket raffle to benefit the March of Dimes. Choose from two sessions, 2 to 5 or 6 to 9. Your